Love to talk about opportunities. I love to talk about vision. Maybe you could start by just thinking for a moment about something, a real puzzle in this week's parsha. We've been, since Shmos, the last couple of weeks, the psukim have been building up. We began with watching Klal Yisrael go down, down, down into Galus. Then we've been watching the process of Geula gradually unfolding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already reaches out to Moshe Rabbeinu and Parsha Shmos, and a little bit of back and forth. Moshe Rabbeinu comes, it's one step forward, two steps back. Right? And then already last week in Va'era, we're seeing the Makkos begin, and it's accelerating, it's increasing, and there's momentum. And the Yitzias Mitzrayim itself comes to a head, comes to a climax in this week's Parsha. There'll be later stages, next couple of weeks, of Kriyas Yamsuf, the elimination of the Egyptian army, and of course the point of it all, Mamad Har Sinai and the Mishkan. But Yitzias Mitzrayim itself climaxes, Parsha's bow, the last three makas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out. And what's the final makkah? What's the final makkah that turns the corner? Of course, is Makkos B'choros. Right? That night of the Seder, Klal Yisrael gathered in their homes with the original Korban Pesach. And meanwhile, the Mitzrayim in their homes, they're at Chatzos, in the moment of Chatzos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipes out every single Egyptian Bechor. From the top of the totem pole to the bottom, every family from Paro's home to the Avadim, the Bechorim are gone in an instant. Makkos B'choros, and that's where we turn the corner. Paro says, okay, we gotta get you guys out of here now. And then, here, as the Sedra goes on about the actual departure, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Jews leave Mitzrayim, and then at the end of the Parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm gonna give you some mitzvahs to help you remember. What's interesting is that you look at those mitzvahs, and part of it, the psukim in tefillin, those who say the parsha of tefillin, kaddish v'ayik yivyecha, it's what you wear every morning in your head and your arm. What's strange is that a number of those mitzvahs are mitzvahs of b'char. Kaddish li kol b'char. It's the first parsha in tefillin. You have to make kaddish to b'char. You have a pidyon haben for a b'char of a human being. You have a special dinim for a b'char of an animal if you're a farmer. Which one is it? Are we anti-Bechor, are we pro-Bechor? It's strange. Right? The climax of the Makkos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wiping out the Bechor. And now we turn around and say, oh, we're going to celebrate Bechor, Kedusha for this Bechor, Kedusha for that Bechor, Haketzah. Like, which one is it? So Rav Zevin suggests that there's a deep move going on here. There's a deep move, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is replacing one type of Bechor with another type of Bechor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying there's one type of Bechor that's deeply puzzled, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a very strong demonstration of eliminating that type of negative Bechor. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is replacing it with a very positive type of Bechor. Bechor and Mitzrayim were all about power. Mitzrayim was a place of raw power. Mitzrayim was a place of might makes right. Mitzrayim was a place of incredible ego. And to be a Bechor, I mean, like you're the alpha male, you're the strongest kid on the block, and you're in charge, and I'm going to take advantage of other people. And that's what was going on at every level of Egyptian society. That type of Bechor, where it's all about me, and it's all about power, it's all about the here and now, it's all about taking advantage of other people, absolutely possible. And the highlight of the Makkos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm cutting that out. We don't. That's not the way human beings should be. That's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to build a society. It's not to be around who's the most powerful, who has the most money, who's going to show off, who's in charge, and who has all. That's gone. There is value to being the first. There is value to striving for the top. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us later on, Chumash Dvarim, he didn't choose Lo Mirubchem Chashak Hashem Bachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses us. As the Am Sevula, we're going to be a treasured nation. Not because there's so many, not because we're so powerful, but because Kaddish li kol b'chor. The response, the positive version of Bechorah, is a Bechorah built on Kedusha. Bechorah built striving to be the number one that I can be in terms of what really, really matters. And that's what you see throughout the end of the parasha. Kaddish Baruch Hu is replacing sort of a negative, you know, where your goal and the be-all and end-all is ultimately narishkeit, is power, is prestige, is things don't last. Instead, let it be, in every part of life, striving for maximum kedusha. And there's kedusha of people, there's kaddish li kol b'char, Pidyon Haben is all about a person who's infused with more Kedusha. It's true to the Kedusha of time. We just came through Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month, has an added degree of Kedusha Sazman. You have it in terms of place. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu began the creation of planet Earth from Evan Shasiya, from the Makam Kosh HaKadashim. The first place in planet Earth was the holiest place, was the Makam Mikdash. And you have Kedusha of things. Kedusha of things. The first, the Bikurim, the Truma, the Maisa, the Rashis. When you're a farmer and you're making money, so you realize, I'm going to take the first, the Truma, the Maisa, the Bechor, the Bikurim, I'm going to dedicate that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Moshe Rabbeinu tell Paro, B'ni Bechori Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's absolute importance in striving to be number one. Number one, the things that matter. Number one, your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bechor. Not to be the sort of Paro who's all about me, everyone's going to worship me, but to strive to be a number one, that what really matters, to strive to be, to infuse myself with as much Kiddush as I can in my own life, in my possessions, in my time, in my space. That's the type of Bechor HaKadosh Baruch Hu is replacing the negative, self-centered, all about power Bechor, with a Bechor that's not about me, but about dedicating myself and everything that I have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's, Rav Zevin suggests, a deep idea that comes from watching carefully what's going on under the surface in Parshas Bo. There's value to striving, but what are you striving for? You reorient where you're setting your sights, where you're aiming, where you're angling, that can change everything. And that's something that Baruch Hashem, over the course of the last year or two, you've been in a fantastic yeshiva that has helped you. I just got a chance to, hopefully we'll have a chance, some of us, to whoever wants to schmooze one-on-one more afterwards. But anyway, just from the little bits of conversations I had just coming in, as guys feel like, I'm hearing, guys are feeling like, yeshiva helped me to clarify, to get more clarity about what's really important, to get more clarity about how do I want to invest my energies. Where am I? What am I angling for? What's really important? What's the ikar and what's the tafel? And that's the work of Parshas Bo. That's the work of clarifying, like, what's Bechor really all about? What's the number one in my life?